Slightly more than 2% of the people who live in the United States are Jewish, and it's safe to say that very few of them are black.
Unless you're talking about Cairo, Illinois. 50 African American residents in that town in southern Illinois converted to Judaism, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Cairo, Illinois was once a major shipping port, but fewer than 4,000 people live here now, predominantly African Americans. About a third of its residents are poor, as is the city. Philip Matthews, a former Cairo police officer and now a computer technician, knows this area well. He's lived here all his life. He can point out the mansions in the moneyed section of town, the abandoned, crumbling downtown. But what disturbs him most is Cairo's plethora of churches.
Now, this is really incredible. Now, in one block, here's a church right here. Right across the street is a church. Right on the corner is a church.
Matthews is one of 18 children and was raised as a Baptist. He's also an accomplished pianist, but quit playing at church services long ago.
Here's the Jewish synagogue that used to be here. And if you see the glass, stained glass, it's still there.
The building is a public health clinic now. Even so, there's been a resurgence of Jewish faith in Cairo. Matthews, who says he is a descendant of an Ethiopian Jew, has been studying Jewish scripture and culture for years, as have many of his family and friends who often meet in Matthews' mother's home to observe Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath.
First and foremost, I'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to everybody.
Matthews is the leader of this group, all African Americans who chose to become Jewish. The small living room of the Matthews house is filled to capacity this afternoon. 55 of the regular attendees are now Jews, 44 adults and 11 children. Matthews says after studying informally for years, it was time for the group to take the steps to become Jews.
And I'm not saying that I hate Christianity or that I hate Christians because I came from that. What I'm saying is there's a better way.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
At Beth Jacob Synagogue, Rabbi Len Goldstein encourages everyone to join in the singing and prayers. The temple is an hour's drive from Cairo, and the members here welcomed the new Jews who doubled the synagogue's membership. Goldstein, a Reform rabbi from St. Louis, also leads this synagogue. 2 years ago, Philip Matthews contacted her seeking to learn more about Judaism. Goldstein says she didn't find out until later that more than 50 people wanted to convert.
And it was kind of astounding, but by that point I really knew people in the group and was not concerned about their intentions or that it was some kind of weird flaky thing. I really learned about what they had been learning and studying on their own and why they were coming to Judaism, and I really experienced how serious they were about it and how very much they wanted to be Jewish.
It was a spiritual journey that lasted more than a year and a half, with the Cairo residents traveling weekly, 6 hours round trip to St. Louis to meet with the rabbi for 3-hour classes. There were field trips and lectures coordinated by Rabbi Goldstein, who says the group's commitment was strong, even though some lost jobs as they kept a faithful schedule. They became Jews during a ritual ceremony at a Memphis synagogue. Now, Matthews composes and rearranges Jewish songs and Hebrew prayers. He bristles, though, when his arrangements are called gospel-like. He says the music is a bridge which has helped these new Jews learn the language of their faith, a faith, he says, which could even spark a spiritual renewal in Cairo.
I'm not saying that Judaism is going to convert Cairo and Judaism is going to take Cairo to a new high. But what I'm saying is Judaism gives our people an opportunity to look at things different.
Late last year, Matthews and a few other of the Cairo Jews traveled to Israel. He says plans are in the works for more of them to go, and there are even more conversion candidates in Cairo who wish to become Jews. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.